Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh yes, there's connection. Great. Good afternoon. I must say your setting is beautiful. Do you hear me or not?
Sorry?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Now I hear you.
Oh, okay, excellent. I must say your setting is beautiful. You're in a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's our parliament. It's a very beautiful building indeed.
Yes.
I've traveled. I know a lot, and this one is one of the best looking buildings, parliamentary speaking, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm here in a small office with some white light, and that's it about it. But
Well,
it looks beautiful.
I'm not in my office.
Absolutely, it's perfect what you have. Great. I'm not sure who is supposed to join this meeting. I see the secretariat of the FIS committee is there. My assistant, my Scott is there. So I'm ready to start, right? I think on your side too, I hope.
Ready when you are.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for having this this call, and thank you very much for having the opportunity to have a joint session between the Portuguese Parliament and the European Parliament. I think that's very special, and I'm very glad that we could get that organized. Can I briefly explain why I'm so happy with that? Maybe I can, because the reason is the European Parliament has now a dedicated subcommittee to fiscal affairs, fiscal matters we call it, and that in itself is I think very important because we have the time and the dedication to follow up on many of the complex issues that are being discussed in Brussels and outside Brussels, for example, at the OECD. The OECD negotiations is an example, but also the initiatives from Brussels, but also the Code of Conduct group that comes together, the countries that comes together and come together in Brussels. However, I've been a member of national parliament. I know that, of course, national parliaments are in the end, well, as important or even not more important than the European Parliament. So we are in this. So what I would like to do as an from the European Parliament is also to, say, contribute to the work of national parliaments, by reaching out to national parliaments. And at the same time, I think it will very much enrich the debate in the European Parliament in Brussels if we reach out to the national parliament. So I still would like to see us as a hub, the European Parliament as a hub in European discussion, bringing also members from national parliament together, and thereby helping also the role of the national parliaments in a democratic role. Because many of the negotiations, what you see is done by ministers behind closed doors. So even for national parliament, especially for national parliaments, it's difficult to follow and to have an impact. So this is what we have in mind. We have on March 17, if I do it from the right from the top of my head, we have a session with with your parliament, so to say, with your committee. But we hope to have a similar session with the German Parliament, the Bundestag, in April, and plus probably in June with the French Parliament, Assemblée Nationale. So this is for us relatively new. It's not very common that we have joint sessions between National Parliament and European Parliaments, but I look very much forward to it.
Well, I couldn't agree more what you just said. Let me tell you that I read the interview that it's in your committee web page. I couldn't agree
Yeah.
more the importance of a permanent committee that can make the follow-up of the intermittent committees that have been working for years and years without a way of assuring that their reports would have consequences. I do believe that we have to go a step further in the combat to the fraud and to the against tax havens. Okay. And you said it yourself in that interview in a way that I can subscribe. And we are here now to discuss the way our meeting will occur in 7th, in the morning of 17th, yes. We have to agree on the hours to begin and to end, and how our members of our committees will participate in it. Let me tell you just one thing about the time. As you know, Lisbon is in a time zone. It's minus one than Brussels. You pointed 9 o'clock. In Portugal, it would be 8 o'clock. If we can begin at your 10 and our 9, it would be perfect. We can arrange it, but if we can arrange that, it would be much comfortable for everyone.
That's a very practical but important point. Benoit, are you available to help us on this? I'm looking at my... Yes.
Do you hear me?
Oh, sorry, it's not Alexander. Sorry.
I am Alexander Matisse, member of the secretariat of the FIS committee. So we will manage to change. I will keep you posted. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, I think that's a practical but important point. Thank you for raising this. So we will... try to postpone it until 10 Brussels time and 9 in Lisbon time. That's great. On the meeting itself, this is why I appreciate having this discussion. I think we have 90 minutes, right? And I want, and my experience from the National Parliament is that if you want to have a successful debate, it should also be a relevant topical debate. And this is what I want to discuss. What are the topics of discussion that would also have an interest from the side of the Portuguese parliamentarians, the journalists, the public? I think that's important to have a relevant, to make the debate relevant. So that's what I'm happy to hear from us. I think we have also some issues on our side that we are willing to put, but that this is why I really wanted to have this call to know what on your side is relevant to discuss. That's one. Second of all, I like the political debate. So I also have a sort of proposal to make, but that's later on. But the aim is to make the debate a bit lively so that we don't have what we sometimes have in the European Parliament, and I'm not very fond of it, that we have a succession of statements, which is not a debate.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
I think national parliaments are usually better in that. So, so I'm looking for an interactive debate, but we only have 90 minutes, and we as chairs have to make sure, and so on. Second of all, and one remark, of course, this is the first time we organize this meeting, so. We don't have the experience to build on, so this is the first. In that sense, it's an experiment. But if we think through the experiment, we can come up with an idea that we think is good.
Okay, I guess we already send you the four issues that we are thinking about. I don't know if you read it.
I'm sorry, that I must, my apologies for that.
Okay, no problem, I'll remind you.
Sorry.
We propose to deal with a debate on digitalized society and taxation.
Very good.
Transparency, obviously, we can't deal with European taxation without transparency, and it's... I do believe it's one of missions of the Permanent Commission on Fiscal Matters on the European Parliament. The fraud and evasion, tax evasion combat, the fight against it. And the last one, it's four, the green taxation, I mean the sustainability in an environment way of thinking. That would be the four issues that we would like to discuss, but obviously you may agree or disagree, take one or add one. Please do.
What I would like to do is to have some, not too many topics on the table, otherwise the debate will go. So I think we as chairs, we could restrict the number of topics to limit it to one and two. Otherwise the debate will go in all directions. So that's my concern, but if you don't share that concern, please tell me. But that would be my sort of intuition for it. From the side of the European Parliament, there's a clear wish to talk about the greening of the tax system and taxation in the digitalized economy, the upcoming proposal by the European Commission, the discussion on the OECD. I must say, as chair, these are very good topics. I have a slight hesitance myself on a personal level because these are topics, especially on a digital taxation and digital economy, where there's a broad consensus on the side of the European Parliament. So it may not give the most interesting debate. I would say that tax avoidance and tax evasion as one of the issues is a bit more hotly debated. And that might be interesting for that reason as well, because there you have some countries, including my own, who are part of the problem. And I must say, I'm pretty pleased to say that in the European Parliament is one of the few European institutions that dare to speak out on these tax havens. So it's a bit up to you also what you think is relevant, topical, timely to discuss. But I think we should not have too many issues
okay.
on the table.
We might agree on that. Two issues, two main issues, of course. Yeah. And that would be, if I understood you correctly, the ones connected with the digitalized taxation and tax evasion. Is that clear?
I think that would be good.
Okay.
Okay.
The fight against tax havens.
Tax havens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And just to be clear from my side, that there might be, of course, a member from the European Parliament. And then I'm from the Netherlands, right? So I'm sort of, I raise this issue in my own country. But not, that's not always to the pleasure of my compatriots, in all honesty. But in your case, that might bring to the table Madeira, I think. Be aware of the.
As I said, I read your interview. I applaud what you said on it. Yeah.
But I think it's a relevant debate, so that's good. Okay, then we stick to taxation of digitalized economy and tax avoidance and tax evasion. That's fine. Good. Okay, great. And then we have 90 minutes.
Well, I guess we might now try to agree on the introductory remarks, how many MPs would make from the Portuguese Parliament and the European Parliament, and how many minutes would they consume in it. Afterwards, the debate will come naturally, as we hope. But we need to agree on how to introduce those two teams. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. And starting with the limitation that we have seven political groups in the parliament. So that means that each of these groups will want to make a statement. So that's the limitation that we have.
Okay, you have more political parties than us, so you'll take the lead in it.
It's the fragmentation of European politics. It doesn't reach you that much, but it has already reached the European Parliament. You know, believe me, the Dutch Parliament is even worse. We have more than 12 groups now, so that's... but I would suggest that each of the political groups, both from Portuguese side, from the side of the Portuguese Parliament and from the European Parliament, can make a statement. And that leaves us, if we have, for example, 3 minutes per statement.
3 minutes?
We can,
three?
3 minutes.
1, 2, 3?
One, three? Two, three.
Okay, 3 minutes each. Okay, I agree on that.
And then... what we would like to do is also to have an intervention. This will be on the side of the European Parliament from another person that has made a statement, an intervention to one of the political groups on the Portuguese side and the other way around. That would be that we organize, that we have a debate. So there will be a statement and then there will be an organized debate by interventions from the side of each political group, addressing the other political group on Portuguese side, or raising questions, or that would be a way so that you have a sort of a quick Q&A. Like I said, it's for us, it's the first time. If you have different and better ideas, please put them on the table. But this is when we start to think about it, that we want to have a broad participation of political groups and at the same time a lively debate. We came up with this mix of, well, a quick statement and then an intervention. So that.
Well, the only thing that I am afraid of in that method is if one takes too many time putting questions and answering it, the last interventions might not occur. So I think it would be. Politically correct in the sense of political correctness, to hear all interventions first, and then the debate. Your method, it's more interactive, but I'm afraid that one can arrange some political problems in a way that a group might have not the time to intervene, and that would be something that we want to avoid, obviously, you and me.
Yeah, no, very good point. I think you're absolutely spot on. So let's start with the statement first so that every group has had their say, and let's try to also instruct them to be in time. Sorry, time is limited, so we have to press a bit on the disciplines.
Okay. It would be an intervention from you begin, the European Parliament, then a member of Portuguese Parliament, then again European Parliament, then again Portuguese, and so on. Okay. Well, you might have 5 or 6 interventions. If you have 7, well, you'll double it at some point, but... it's about 40 minutes
so I think broadly speaking, if we have 90 minutes, right, you and I start with a short introduction, then we go to the statements by the different political groups. How many groups do you have on your side? Is it 5, am I correct?
We have 5 groups and one member
when
of parliament, which might... who might appear or not. It's not just a single, it's a single group, so sometimes you can't, it's two. I mean, it's two, but each party has just one member, so many times they just haven't time to, or the availability to come to the committee. So if they come, they speak as the other do. But probably there will be just 5 interventions. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Let's say 5 or 6 interventions from your side, 7 from our side. Then we have about, and after we have said some words, I think we're about 45 minutes gone, and that we have 45 minutes left for the interventions. So that would be a good balance, right? It's not that
bad.
It's, so we have half, so it's pretty okay.
Sounds fair.
And usually what we do in the European Parliament, and I suppose it's not different in on your side, is that we start with the largest political group.
Sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Sorry. Usually on our side, the largest political group starts, right? We take the order of the size of the political group determines the order of our speaking, and it will also hold for the interventions. But having heard this discussion, what we will do is put it on paper, and then we can have the details worked out before we start on March. Well, it's on Wednesday in 2 weeks, right?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, did we discuss what we needed to discuss? I think we are pretty close, right?
Translation. Do you provide translation, Portuguese, English, or? Yeah.
Alexander. Alexander, I think we have.
Sorry. I didn't find to unmute my microphone.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes, of course. Of course, translation will be provided in Portuguese, English, and. No problem. Yeah. So it's already booked. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So your counterpart in Portugal, you can speak in Portuguese. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Obrigado.
And it will be a public meeting. It's also open to the public, I assume, right? To be sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So anyone can join us. My experience with these meetings is, though, that we usually, on the experience in the European Parliament, is that usually we start a bit late because we want to test the connection. So if you could instruct the members of Parliament to have their test before, well, in this case, 9, that would be very helpful because we have 90 minutes that is already cramped. I also try to instruct on my side, be on time and test your connection before.
Okay. Done.
Yeah, all right. I'm not sure what the situation is on your side. I think we are in a hybrid mode. Some are online, most of them are online, and some are in a room. I'm not sure what the situation is on your side.
We're all in pandemic mood.
Yeah, so we work in a hybrid mode, but it takes a bit of time, the testing on the side of the European Parliament. So I will also have those instructions. All right. Well, I think any remarks that still need to be made, questions that need to be asked, I'm just thinking.
I think it's all done for on our side. We'll change some emails in between, but I do believe things are quite well and by this time. Okay. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Very good. Thank you very much for this. I'm really looking forward.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.